BC.
Morning, gang. At 9 minutes after 6 o'clock, good morning. Welcome to another day. We're alive and well. We got out of bed this morning. That's worth celebrating.
Yeah.
Got out of bed this morning and my phone fell between the headboard and the back of the bed.
No.
The bit that you can't get your hand down. All right?
What did you do?
9 alarms. Like, it was like Fawcett Circus was under the bed. And I just got this very cantankerous, will you turn off the thing?
Yeah.
I'm a ninja in the morning. Yeah. I get up first alarm, sneak off, and I get dressed on the lobby. If my neighbour is looking through his hall, because it was our window, our hall window is looking into his one, all he'll see is something that no man should see.
No person should
see.
No
human should ever witness this Mayo Yeti. Yeah, trying to put socks on his head.
Yeah, that spot is bad. Another spot that's really bad that gets me is, you know, between your driver's seat and the door.
Oh, the little slip bit in the middle. Oh, that's a nightmare. Yeah.
There's a few spots like that that are brutal.
And I could see where the phone fell. It was lighting up. And it's a big, bloody heavy bed.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't move it because it's bolted to the wall.
And there's someone sleeping in it.
Yeah.
That bit as well.
So I'm going to get some bollocking when I get home today. Yeah.
I found out probably one of the scariest things I've ever found out in my life yesterday.
What's that
to
now?
To do with my mother.
Oh, really?
I can't say the name of the thing because I'll set them all off. But you know that thing that a lot of people have in their house that listens, that listens to you.
Yeah.
Well, my mum thinks that's a person.
There's a little person. There's a little man in the speaker.
I think, that's actually what she thinks. And the reason that I think that is because I was in the kitchen yesterday and she kind of, we've got one or two, but it's the one from the kitchen, she keeps moving around the house. Don't ask me why. And she had it in the sitting room and I heard her say, I can't say that, let's call it something else today instead. Let's call it Sarah.
Let's call it Geraldine.
Let's call it Geraldine.
Yeah, Geraldine, play.
Thank you very much, Geraldine. That's very good of you. And Geraldine replied back, and I've never in my life heard Geraldine give this reply. Yeah. Geraldine replied back, that's no problem. I'm just doing my job.
So she's fully convinced there's a little woman living in the speaker.
And I just walked into the sitting room with my eyes like popping out of my head, and I went, Mum, did you just thank Geraldine?
Yeah.
And she went, of course I did.
Yeah.
Well, and looked at me as if to sort of say, sure, she's the lady working in the shop down the road. And I went, okay.
But then, do you know what that is? That's old school manners. That is, you can't shake that.
I know.
That's old school polite manners, and that's the way people were back then, and that's the way they are now.
She does the same to an ATM.
Yeah.
The ATM for giving her the money.
Okay, that's a bit strange, but also, again, old school manners. We've got a Google yoke at home. We've a Google Nest thing in the kitchen.
Okay, right, yeah.
And I've had to tell it to F off.
Oh,
and because it starts playing and talking about stuff that you haven't asked it about. And I'm like, hey, Google. And then she'll come back with, well, I'm very sorry. Did I upset somebody?
Oh, really?
Seriously, will I try it here?
That's funny. Because I've never, ever heard Geraldine or the Nest thing that you have actually give an almost kind of human reply like that.
Okay, this thing isn't set up. Let me go get my phone.
Okay.
And then I'll try, just see if it does what it did when I accidentally swore at a piece of software. But it does come back with a, well, sorry for upsetting you, or some very sarcastic thing.
I've got to try that now when I get home.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Getting those replies from something like that is hilarious. And then I got onto a whole conversation with her about AI, and it all just went pear-shaped.
Yeah, I have an eye too. Yeah. I've got two eyes.
Yeah,
it went that way, did it?
It did, yeah. Something like that, lads.
You want to hear a station for porn detected? Porno redone. No. Hot chick, amateur girl, quality
no,
sexy.
No, 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 no,
no.
With KC. Red FM.
Justin Timberlake and Sexy Back. I'm trying to think of the year of that song. That song is,
I'm going
to
guess,
2002. Good guess.
Sexy Back. Yeah. No, I'm changing it.
Okay.
2010.
I'm going 2005.
Okay.
Surely, it's not that. It couldn't be that old, could it?
Did you hear what I said?
Sorry.
Whoever wins gets a Mars bar.
Have you got Mars bars?
No, you have.
No, I don't.
You've got a drawer full of chocolate.
I don't.
All right, well, there has to be something in there. Kit Kats?
Probably a Kit Kat.
Yeah, right. So whoever gets the closest gets the Kit
Kat. Oh, I win my own chocolate.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
Well, I don't have any, so, you know.
Fair enough.
Go on.
2006.
Oh, you were the closest.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Happy days. Sugar hit.
Yeah.
6:24 is the time. All the latest things for you this morning. So last night we had the Trump debate was happening. It was
Donald versus Kamala. I don't know how to say her name. Coach Chameleon.
Yeah. It was like the time he tried to say, I can't actually think what it was now, or origins, and he couldn't say origins, so he spent the whole debate saying oranges.
Funny that, because he looks origin. He puts on a lot of origin on his skin.
Yeah.
Oh, he was looking very, very polished. He definitely got the old spray before he came out last night.
Yeah, there was definitely a new thing on his head as well.
Yeah. Oh, do you think it's like that ferret that he wears? Whatever it is.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but you know.
Yeah. He made this absolutely ridiculous statement. But see, this is the world that we're living in now. And old me, when Trump came out first, like, I was genuinely horrified when he won. I was like, this fella's going to blow up the world. And nothing really happened. In fact, he ended loads of wars. Like, he's nuts, but there is an element to him because he's a very successful businessman. He's a complete used car salesman, tire kicker. Like, he is. He would sell snow to the Eskimos, this fella. He's full of BS, but he gets kind of a certain amount of stuff done. One side is the crazy side, and the other side is the comedic side. And for content for this show, he's comedy gold.
I know he is, yeah.
And that's why I like Trump.
I know you do. I can't stand him. But anyway.
Oh, no, absolutely. I understand that, absolutely. But again, he made this, I don't know, is it a ridiculous statement? We don't know how true it is. It could be true. It's probably rubbish. But he hears things and he just goes with it.
I want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a shame. As far as rallies are concerned, as far as the reason they go is they like what I say. They want to bring our country back. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple phrase. Make America great.
Okay. So
he just, whenever I listen to him, right, he just gets lost in this spiral of language and comments that make absolutely no, there's no cohesion at all, is there?
When he's in a sentence, his brain is four sentences ahead and he's constantly trying to catch up with the sentences that are ahead.
That's a perfect description of what happens, yeah.
I want to talk, it's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
Come here, boy. Put that prowler down. Come here. Come on, boy. Dog.
Do you know how long it took me this morning to find a clip of Homer saying and then a clip of Homer saying dog?
Can I tell you what? I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed at your editing work there, Casey.
Thanks very much. Anyway, yes, that's what's going on in the world at the moment. In other news, a bit closer to home, up in Holly Hill, there's a company that are worth $2 trillion.
Yeah.
They're employing 6,000 people in this county and people from across the country as well. They are a massive operation. But yesterday, they got a little bit of a tax bill.
Yeah.
So we were off air at 9 o'clock when we heard the news that the $13 billion tax bill must be paid back to the country. Even though, bizarrely, if you're a government and you have an option to take $13 billion, the Irish government said, no, they don't owe us a penny. We didn't do any special tax deals or anything like that.
No.
I'd say a couple of iPhone 12s went over the counter back
in the day.
Exactly. Have a little iPad. Allegedly. I'm joking, obviously. Apple, please don't sue me. I'm joking.
He's joking.
That's my name. Joe King. Yeah. Send the solicitor's letter to Joe King, care of Radio Cork. That was the reason behind it. So now that we got 13 billion.
Hang on a second. Mm-hmm. The government got 13 billion. And we know what happens when they get loads of money. They do things like buy bike sheds.
Yeah, bike sheds. And everybody gets a bike shed.
Yeah, every single house.
There's one for everyone in the audience.
Yeah. Oh, God, lads.
All right, that 13 billion straight away solves the housing crisis immediately. Every single cent of it goes back into solving the biggest problem in the country at the moment.
Yeah, right.
By the way, on the front of the papers this morning, very quickly before we get into VIPs, all of the papers are running with this morning. Hurling star Kyle Hayes, Limerick hurling star, is facing jail time after being convicted yesterday of driving at 155 kilometres an hour. Why does this song keep playing when I mention his name? It just keeps, like, it's really weird. It's like software triggers this song every time. It's weird. Every time I say the word Kyle Hayes, it's just something. All right, lads, okay, that joke's over. The Limerick and All-Ireland winner, who's 26, got a road ban, and the judge said speed kills. I'm actually trying to keep him alive. A previous 2-year suspended term for violent disorder will be reviewed and may be reactivated. He may spend a little time in jail.
Yeah.
So that's on the front of the papers this morning. In other news.
Yeah. Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl took to Instagram yesterday to release a statement. It was quite a surprise to everybody, including himself, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
He has basically fathered a baby girl outside of his marriage. So he's been married to Jordan Blum. And they have 3 children, I think. But they've been married...
That's a long-term marriage.
They've been married since 2003.
Yeah.
But he has obviously discovered that he has a daughter. And by the way, he has 3 daughters with his wife.
Okay.
Jordan.
Right. Interesting. Hearing that kind of news, I wonder, is there anybody out there you found out that if you were the dad...
Yeah.
Of a little person, and you had no idea that person existed.
Say it hasn't. I would say it happens quite a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Just, these things probably do happen without a person knowing, perhaps. But anyway, the statement that he posted up to socials reads, I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children, and I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. We're grateful for your consideration towards all the children involved as we move forward together. Now, I don't know what you think, but I'll tell you what I think. I think that's a nice statement, and I think that, you know, there's a lot of stars in the past that have completely shunned the responsibility of fathering a child outside of a marriage.
That's true. Dave Grohl, as a person, is a very good human being. He's a very decent person. He's a nice man, but he made a big mistake
there. He did, but yeah. I get from that statement that there's kindness and lovingness there, you know, and I do think that he obviously wants to be there for the new baby.
I've got another confession to make.
There goes my hero.
How long did it take you to put that one together?
About 3 seconds.
Between that and Homer Simpson and Donald Trump.
I was editing like a mad joke at 4:30 this morning.
You've had a busy morning. That's my opinion. I think, you know, he's been honest about it, and he's showing love to the new baby as well as his own children.
Yeah, well, if you step up to the responsibility end of it, you know, that's
hats
all good.
Off.
But like from his wife's perspective, I mean, that's got to rattle the marriage,
course,
you know?
Of course.
I wonder how long it's been since she's known about it. I would imagine it's been a good few months ago.
Probably. I mean, they often put the statement out once everything has been kind of discussed and you know,
yeah,
debated behind the scenes. So you're right. She's probably known for a few months, and she's known when that statement's going to go out. No
Think
doubt.
Of it this way, Dave. You can have some fun with it. You can go back and recreate the front of the Nirvana album with your new little baby daughter. Minus the little Willy. But, you know, and... And going back to bottles and wiping arses at 55.
No, thanks.
Oh my good lord, good luck. Let's go.
With KC. Red FM. Cork's good times.
Did you say we've got somebody on the line there? Keith Duffy, you say? Good morning, Duffy. We meet again. How are you, sir?
Top of the morning, KC. Top of the morning, my God.
Is this the man that owes me four tires, yeah? Is this the same Keith Duffy from Toyerland, yeah?
Listen, man, you wouldn't believe what I did, man. I came up with a great idea to write a song like the Ireland Call, and it was brilliant.
the evil cackle on you. Oh, man. Come here. Listen, the last time that we spoke, obviously, Tireland was flying, but you were also flying to Kilimanjaro. You were heading off to climb a mountain. How did you get on? I'm sorry, was it?
Look, it was such amazing experiences. We were climbing Mount Kenya.
Mount Kenya, sorry.
Yeah. It's roughly the same. It's in the same place as Kilimanjaro. It's a tougher climb. Kilimanjaro is more of a hill walk, whereas Mount Kenya can be a bit more of a challenge, a bit more of a climb. But it was just one of those experiences in life that you don't get very often. It's quite spiritual, and honestly, the tears are rolling down my face. It was such an achievement, and you know, you have to remember why we do these things. You know, yeah. I was doing it for boys and girls and young adults around the world with autism, and you know, I have a beautiful daughter with autism, so it means so much when you achieve something like that. You know,
what age is your daughter now? Because I remember from back in the day when you first went public with talking about her autism, and then you pretty much dedicated like the last 20 years at least of doing incredible work for autistic services and autism services right across the whole country, Keith.
Listen, Mia is a gift, an absolute gift from God. She's 24 years of age now. She's doing wonderfully well. We were told back in the day that she most certainly will end up, you know, institutionalized by the time she was 12 or 13. Like, some of the professionals told us horrendous stories back 20 years ago. And Mia is doing wonderfully well. She's very independent. She's working for an American pharmaceutical company. She's coding on three platforms. She's software developing. She's very, very, very happy. She loves Fridays when she finishes work. She loves a glass of wine with her papa. Whoa. She's doing great stuff.
That's great.
She's living a fully functional, normal life after all that you were told, and you didn't believe any of that at the time.
Well, no, look, listen, it's not the same story for everybody, but with me, it certainly was a miracle for us because, you know, Mia was nonverbal till she was 6 or 7 years of age. She was very much isolated in her own world. And, you know, we just didn't give up. We kept stimulating her. We kept, you know, just putting as much kind of intervention in place. We just never gave up. We just, you know, she was our best friend, and we just hung out with her all the time. And thank God, you know, the penny dropped, and she's doing wonderful. She's a gorgeous kid. She's a gorgeous kid.
Fantastic. Listen, speaking of gorgeous kids, Rory is here, the biggest Boyzone fan in Ireland. He's got all your posters, all your tapes.
I still do.
You still do.
My wife says take down those Boyzone posters, and I'm like, no.
Hang on, Rory. Rory, did you have a pair of Boyzone pajamas?
Oh,
no. Can I get a pair of those now?
I'll tell you what I'll do, Rory. The pajamas are all out of stock, but I'll send you down a nice nighty.
Ah, you're a legend, Keith.
So the idea behind Boys Life, obviously yourself and Brian have got together, a bit of Westlife, a bit of Boyzone, sticking it all together. You have been doing this for a good few years, but you're back with a new single, a new tour. You're coming to Cork in January. Anybody who loved Westlife and anybody who loves Boyzone, you're gonna get a double hit of the hits when you arrive down in January, Keith.
Yeah, listen, our show is great fun. I mean, you're taking the madman from Boyzone and the madman from Westlife, putting them together. You know, we have great fun on stage. We've been doing this now for 8 years, and we just haven't. It just all got away from us. You know, one thing happened after the other. The festivals started kicking in. You know, we've been away Denmark, Sweden, Norway every summer. We're actually off to Bahrain, Dubai this week, and Singapore, Kuala Lumpur next week. Wow. But we're doing a full world tour next year, and we're starting in Ireland because we've had a live show in Ireland before. We have our full live band behind us.
Yeah.
And like you say, we celebrate the hits of Westlife, the hits of Boyzone. We do our new song. Are you going to play our new song today?
Absolutely. Ready to rock for you here, kid. But by the way, how do you get on with the rest of the lads in Boyzone? How do they feel about this?
Well, look, the boys in Boyzone are my brothers, you know. Shane, I'll be very, very close to Shane. Shane and myself grew up in the same area in Donaghmede together, and we've been pals ever since. Like, Shane, you know, we have a second base in Manchester. Shane is in Chester, and we see a lot of each other when we're in the UK. And you've probably read we own a football club together in Chorley in the UK.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So that was something we did to make sure that we always have a common interest, to make sure we see each other. But Shane comes to a lot of the boys' life shows and gets and sings a couple of songs with us. And like myself and Ron, look, we're brothers. You know, we started off when we were 17, 18 years of age. And like, listen, in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to be 50. Now, I don't look it.
You're 25.
Over 22. That's very mean, Casey. Yeah. 22, I would say.
Can I ask you, Keith, when you hear this music, what does it remind you of? What does this song do for you?
Well, I know exactly what it does. It's the day that everybody's life changed.
It is.
It was the Friday night that everybody's life changed forever. They got quality boy band music.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, my life's changed from being an artist, being DFNS, to traveling around the world and having a wonderful career and sharing that time with some amazing people.
It's incredible. Keith, who was in that lineup on the Late Late Show when you first made the appearance and you came out and you just danced? So it was well, most of boys on, but there was someone else.
Yeah, but there was only Keith, and there was Stephen Gately, there was Lynch, there was myself, Keith Duffy, and there was a guy, there was Richard Rock, which was the infamous Dickie Rock's son.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, wow. Dickie Rock's son, Richard, who was a great guy, a super guy, and a guy called Mark Walton, who grew up with Shane Lynch and I. He was from the same area where we grew up, and unfortunately, Louis Walsh, after the first couple of photo shoots, he decided that Mark wasn't for Boyzone.
Yeah.
And Richie and Louis decided between them that it might be best if Richie kind of followed his music career in a different direction.
So how
good was that?
That was Louis Walsh with a calculator going, I have to split this six ways or five ways.
This is the thing.
Alright, so listen, there is a new Boys Life single out and it's available. You can grab that.
He said, there's not a chance in hell we make it. We nearly believe them, it's easy to hate all the past and all our history.
But the tickets are going to go on sale this morning to see the lads in January coming down to City Hall. So grab those. Keith, you're a gentleman. It's so good to talk to you. And we'll see you when you get down here in 2025.
Well, listen, I mean, if I'm down there before then, can I come into the studio and look in your eyes while we do this, Casey?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can bring four run flats with you as well for me. can you do that?
Just tell me the size, baby.
Keith Duffy, good luck to you, man.
Legend.
Take it easy.
Thanks.
Red FM. So 40 odd grand is gone to California to our latest big cash machine winner. Amazing scenes yesterday. Well done, Laura.
Laura, did you get some land when Ray called you up this afternoon on the cash machine?
Yeah, I still can't believe it.
Did you think it was actually a real call?
No, not at all.
You've had a few minutes now for it to sink in. €40,452.98, Laura, is all yours.
Thank you. Yes! I still can't believe it.
Well done, Laura. Well done. Absolutely stunned to silence yesterday when that phone call came in. Over 40 grand has landed in her bank account. We're going to do €50,000 in about 15 minutes. So stand by, that's on the way. Speaking of all things smart speaker and messing with technology, we tried a bit of this the last day on the show. Okay, what I want to do is see if we can have a little bit of fun with Siri. You've okay. got an iPhone, okay? So what I want you to do is say, hey Siri, can I change my nickname? And then I want you to say H-A-H-A-H-A for about 30 seconds right. and see what happens, okay?
Hey Siri, change my nickname.
What would you like me to call you?
H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A-H-A.
Okay. You'd like me to call you...
It worked!
It worked!
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
On a more serious note, today is a very special day and a very poignant day over in America, actually. Uh-huh. It's the 11th of September today. Yeah. And we all know what happened 23 years ago. Where were you when you got the news?
Was it 23 years ago?
23 years ago today, yeah.
I was working in, I was a student, but I was working in a cinema. And I was at like a part-time job. And the bosses had it on the TV in the staff room.
Yeah.
And the next thing then, the word just filtered through that there was something massive going on. And I think the cinema was still open, but there was only about one person working on the floor because everybody else had just flocked to the staff room to try and, you know, it was that nobody knew what was going on at first, did they?
They thought it was an accident. A plane had hit the tower and that was it was a horrible accident. Yeah. Then the second one hit.
Yeah.
I was getting my hair cut in Galway.
All right.
And Gareth O'Callaghan was on the radio. He was on 2FM at the time and he was, I think he might have been covering the afternoon show or something. And he was started to give a live commentary as to what was happening. And we just didn't know. We didn't know what was going on. Like all these years later, the amount of conspiracies, was it an inside job? I mean, you watch some of those documentaries and you're like, how did all the other buildings collapse around?
Yeah.
This guy was in the tower when the plane hit. He was working in the office.
With the phone in my hand, I'm standing up, not looking in any particular direction, but something caught my attention looking towards the direction of the Statue of Liberty, south. What I saw was a tiny little speck force of a plane. And within the split second, it's getting larger and larger and larger. Oh my God, it's coming towards me. It's coming for me. I love light contact. And as I'm watching within split seconds, I can see this plane start tilting. Very gradually, and I'm watching this plane like being hypnotized, can't move my eyes away, and I can hear this revving sound this engine is making. Like when the plane takes off, that sound that it's making will multiply that by 1,000, and this plane is coming towards me. I mean, my mind is reacting so fast, and I don't know what to do. And the next thing I remember by saying, and I don't know why I said it, is, Lord, I can't do this. You take over. Drop the phone screen, dove under the desk.
And then the plane hits, and he survived. And don't ask me how he got out of there.
Wow.
But he was just on one of the lower floors. When the plane tilted, it took out the top floors over him, and he managed to get out just before the building collapsed. Incredible stuff. 23 years ago, to anybody, any of our American friends, or anybody that was affected by that, we're thinking of you today. It'll never be forgotten. What age are you for 9/11? You were only a babby. You were still in nappies, I'd imagine.
I was 5.
Oh, you were 5. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like it's the first big news story I remember.
It was. It was something that, like everybody's sending in their memories of where they were. Can you remember where you were when you got the news of it?
I was working in Patrick Street and there was a TV shop next door, the Sony Centre.
Okay.
So I just literally went into the lads. I was like, lads, I'm just going to watch this there for the day. So I just watched it all unfold.
That is exactly what I remember. Every television shop across, I was on Shop Street in Galway. Anything with a television, there was hundreds of people just gathered around. Trying to find out what the hell had happened. Mm. But out of the back of it, I mean, it's 23 years ago today, and out of the back of it, the incredible coincidental stories that have come off the back of this are absolutely incredible. Have a listen to this lad.
So my dad always wanted a son. He just kept trying, and he just couldn't give up. I have 3 sisters. He kept trying. And then there was me. I was finally born. I wasn't supposed to be born on the day that I was born. I think my due date was earlier or later, I forget. But my dad, the day that I was born, he had to cancel work. And the day that he had to cancel work, he had a security meet on the 101st floor of Tower 1 of the Twin Towers. And I was born on September 11th, 2001. So my dad didn't go to work that day, and he got a baby boy.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I've got goosebumps.
Stuff like that. And then you've Seth MacFarlane, the creator of Family Guy.
Yeah, I was giving a lecture at my old college in Rhode Island and was, you know, went out for a few drinks afterwards, was hungover the next day and missed the flight. I got to the counter and they said, I'm sorry, they just closed the gate, you're too late.
Wow.
And went to sleep in the lounge and woke up 40 minutes later and the flight had hit.
Whoa.
When something like that happens to you, I mean, that would just blow my mind every day for the rest of my life that I would have been on the plane that went down.
You know, do you feel like you were supposed to die and you didn't? Like you're on borrowed time.
My answer to all that is such a dull, boring answer because I'm so of the mindset that, you know, coincidences happen. I've missed other flights for the same reason.
Yeah, but still, though, you missed that one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I believe I'm the same with coincidences. I feel the same as him, but... Yeah, that's a weird one to miss.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. I went to Ground Zero last year and you just feel the weight of history on your shoulders when you're walking around there. It's so eerie, but it's also quite serene and peaceful as well at the same time.
Yeah, I was just saying that the girls went over there a couple of months ago and what they've done over there, it's beautiful. Yeah. The way that they've carved all of the names into this beauty. It's like a black marble that goes right the way around into this waterfall and then it's right beside the One Tower. But yeah, so many of you are messaging in. I remember 23 years ago today, I was in Collins Barracks in Cork, Army Barracks, and the whole place came to a standstill from Vivian. I was on the hop from school in my friend's house. We sat there all day watching the news. I'll never forget. I visited the memorial 2 years ago with my friend who lives in New York. And this is my son holding a chunk of marble from one of the lobby floors from the towers. Jen, thank you for that. You just sent in your message. I was out collecting pallets with the neighbour when I came over the radio on Atlantic 252 back in the day. That's going back, 23 years ago today. 7:37 is the time. If you've any more kind of 9/11 memories you want to share with us, remember it's a big event happening in Kinsale today. A load of firefighters from New York are cycling around the place. Good luck to them on that one. Red FM
Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red
I have a little announcement, a big little announcement of what's happening on this show. And I'm absolutely buzzing about this one. This is going to be very, very special. So, parents, teachers, guardians of the galaxy, listen up. If you have a little person in your house or family between the ages of 5 and 11 or 12, and they might have faced some challenges... You have someone who goes above and beyond in any way, shape, or form. We want to hear from you because we are kicking off Red FM Breakfast Mini Heroes. Yep. We're running a competition on the show over the next couple of weeks where we're going to pick 10 little legends to join our team. We're building a little team of superheroes. Now, we're talking about kids who've had maybe... There's so many of them out there, they have a hard time at school. They've faced different challenges, Vic, in different areas of their life.
Absolutely. Or they just go above and beyond, you know, what a kid should do.
Little superhero kids who have done something incredible, something phenomenal, and this is why we want to reward them. We're going to build an entire team of mini heroes.
Yes.
Okay? And then we're going to give you one of the most special days of your life.
Yeah.
We're going to put them all together. We'll talk to them over the next couple of weeks. And then on a chosen day, we're going to give you one of the best days out ever. We have an incredible day lined up for you. And it involves something really special during the day and in the evening with other really, really special people. I can't reveal any more. But I just cannot wait to assemble this team of little mini heroes on the show.
Yeah, so if you're a parent or if you're a guardian or if you're a grandparent or an Auntie Sarah or whatever you are, and you know a little kid that fits that description, so somebody that's faced challenges, somebody that's had a hard time, or somebody, as I said, that goes above and beyond, just a very special little person, we want to hear from you.
Rory just pointed at Kelly. We can't put Kelly on the team, even though you are
she's our little hero.
You are our little hero on the show.
I'm a bit old, I think.
You are, well, look,
just
it's
smidge,
like
just smidge.
You are baby Kelly, the baby of the show.
Baby of the show, but fairly pushing on.
So look, we're really excited about this. It's going to be happening from next week. If you want to let us know about your little mini hero at home, if you know of somebody in your neighbourhood, if there's somebody that you live next door to, or you're a teacher and you're thinking this is for little Johnny or little Susan or whoever it might be, we will give you all the details on how to get involved. But you can WhatsApp us now. You can send in your messages to us right now, 0868104106. And next week, every day for the next 2 weeks, every day, we will pick a little mini hero who will be part of our special team. We are assembling the heroes of Cork and giving them a massive day out.
Yeah.
So get involved, 0868104106. Cork's Mini Heroes is open for business. Let's hear from you. And we will reveal all about our big day out really, really soon. It is 8:38. Good morning. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
This is an interesting one. So Elle McPherson revealed recently that she was battling breast cancer, and she didn't go down the normal route of, you know, taking chemotherapy and all the other things that they want you to do.
Yeah.
And she's received quite a backlash, I suppose, over her choice to not go with modern medicine. But she was talking to Tracy Grimshaw on 60 Minutes Australia about that decision. Have a listen.
Told needed to happen. Mastectomy, chemotherapy, radiation and hormone replacement.
Were you going to do that?
I thought about it, yeah. Something didn't feel right about it, though.
Why not?
You know, it's not logical. It was just an inner sense. I had a feeling that there was a different way to approach this, and I followed it.
Did you resist it because you understandably didn't want to lose one or both breasts? I mean, understandably, Elle.
I think, you know, if I have a choice of losing my life or losing my breasts, I think I would choose to lose the breasts. So, and that was the alternative. So it was not a vanity choice, let me put it that way. I made a choice to go a more natural route in my treatment because that's what really resonated with me.
And the reason she's getting such a backlash is because people are afraid she's going to influence people now who have been diagnosed with any kind of cancer to go, I can fight this with prayer and meditation. And maybe you can if you get lucky, but I'd lean on the doctors and the science end of things.
I think it's just up to the individual person.
It totally
is.
She
felt that, yeah, you know, that was the route that she wanted to go down. And as you know, mm-hmm, she's in remission.
She got very lucky.
She's in remission.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's an interesting one.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. There goes the alarm. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.